Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A tad discombobulated, but we'll get it together. 504-260-1870. Now that the government's back in operation, if there's something you'd like to see the government do less of, I'll compile the results and let you know what the top five are around 9 o'clock or so. Right now, we're joined by Todd Bell, professor and director of the Political Management Program at George Washington University. How you doing, professor?
Morning, Tommy. Doing well. It's great to be back with you. How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. Thank you. Tell me about the government shutdown, first of all. Who wins from this? Who loses from this politically in terms of perception, if anybody?
Well, America's getting back to work, and that's certainly a good thing after 43 days of this. The big winners, of course, are the federal workers, the federal contractors, and the people who've been working without pay. Our air traffic controllers and all those people are certainly the big winners. But if we want to talk about this a bit more politically, it looks like the Republicans came out on top on this one, that the Democrats did not get what they want. They got a few minor concessions in the bill that was passed by the House last night, including that up or down vote on those Affordable Care Act extension, premium enhancement extensions. So those subsidies that you and I talked about last time, it's probably going to be a 1 year, although we're sometimes hearing now maybe a 2 year extension that they'll be debating. And I think the Democrats think they have some leverage on that, because if the Republicans vote against it, then in an election year, a lot of people are going to face those really high premiums you and I were talking about running up to the next election. So that could be damaging for the Republicans. That vote is probably going to be scheduled mid-December. And you might think, you know, the Democrats are getting ready to start writing some commercials like the Grinch that stole your health care or something like that.
Let's talk about redistricting and what's going on there. And have we seen all of the states redistrict? Tell for people that don't quite understand, Professor, what's been going on in Texas, what's going on in California, other states positioning for the midterms, and how odd it is that that should happen in the middle of censuses.
Right. It is odd. Usually we have the redistricting that is the redrawing of the lines for Congress, because they're capped at 435 members. And people move around, and some places grow faster than others. Some places actually shrink in terms of population. So every 10 years, we redraw those lines so there's roughly an equal proportion of people in each of the districts that is represented by each of the members. It's about 900,000 in each district. And that it usually happens the year after the census. So, you know, usually whoever wins their state legislature in like the 2010 or 2020 elections is going to have that power. That power is given to the state legislatures under the Constitution. However, some states can change that. The legislature can give away its power, as California did when they said, the state legislature said, we want to put together a nonpartisan commission to draw our districts. And there are other states that get put together commissions. Sometimes they're populated by judges or members of the executive branch. Where you have a state like Texas, it's fully done by the state legislature. And Donald Trump is concerned about next year because traditionally the president's party will lose seats in the upcoming election. Of course, he doesn't want to lose control of Congress. And the margins are very close, three seats in the Senate and two to three, depending on what the piece of legislation is in the House right now. And that's why he asked the first domino to fall was Texas. And he asked Texas to redraw their map so they could try to eke out another five seats. And whenever there's an action, there's a reaction in politics. And we saw California get into the mix saying they were going to try to draw five seats. But the thing about California is the legislature had given that power away through the referendum process, meaning that the voters had voted on these nonpartisan districts. And so they had to go back to the people to override that decision. That's what happened just last week in California, that Proposition 50 passed. And now we're seeing some of the other states doing this. But California and Texas are really the big ones. They have the most people. That's where you're going to get the most seats. It looks like we're getting some other states trying to carve out one or two here and there. And now that the Democrats took over the legislature in Virginia last week, they're going to try to carve out another one or two seats for Democrats there.
So when it comes to the midterms and President Trump, how lame of a duck could he be? Or considering he doesn't really speak softly and carry a big stick, he speaks loudly and carries a big stick. How much could that affect what he does in his last 2 years or his agenda or what he's done in the previous 6 years, although there were some time in between?
Right. No president wants to have what we call his divided government, which is one or both of the chambers of Congress controlled by the other party. It means you have to compromise and you have to find ways to get the government funded, to do other things that Congress does by working together with the other side. You can't just push things through like they did with the big, beautiful bill back in July. So it makes things more difficult. It also opens up the aspect of the different powers that each chamber has. For example, the House, you know, can bring charges of impeachment. They can investigate. They have oversight. The Senate, of course, also has oversight. But the Senate is really, really powerful because they have to approve about 2,000 of the jobs that go into the executive branch, the people that Donald Trump appoints to his own administration, including those ambassadors and high-level cabinet members. And, of course, they also approve those judges who serve for life. So the Senate, if you had to ask me right now, I think it looks like the House might go Democratic, and it looks like the Republicans might retain the Senate just because the states that are up, because only one-third of them are up every 2 years in the Senate, are in much safer states for Republicans.
So with that being the case, what would that portend for government, for the people like us that just are trying to go to work and, you know, make a dollar here or there and go on vacation if we can? What does it mean with a Donald Trump as president, a Democratic House, and a Republican Senate?
Yeah, it means you're going to get less big policy through the administration. There's a lot of political science scholarship that says that when you have divided government, it's not that you get less policy, but it becomes less left-leaning or left-right-wing. It's more compromised, meaning that if the president wants to do something kind of extreme, like quadrupling the number of border agents we have, a lot of funding like that, it's not going to be to the extent that he wants. So it sort of makes it more of a steady state, less big government action, which some people appreciate.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about this Epstein thing. When we come back, we're talking to our friend Todd Belt, who is a professor of public policy. I got it right here. A professor and director of the political management program at George Washington University. It is 6:20, time for traffic, WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in, you know, accusing me of Trump derangement syndrome because we're talking about these Epstein emails. Again, I would suggest that if every time the name Donald Trump is spoken, you react negatively, no matter what's being said, I would ask who really has the Trump derangement syndrome. But that being said, let's talk with our guest, Professor Todd Belt, a professor of director of the political management program at George Washington University. Here's where I am on this email. As I understand it, the victim the emails that were released, I don't understand what's going on. Let me ask you factually what's going on, and then we'll get to the political part.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Part of this.
Sure, Tommy. I mean, this is what's a little bit difficult. The Democrats released these three emails from the that were between Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, and between Michael Wolff, the biographer, and Epstein. And I don't think it's any coincidence that they did it on the day that the Republicans were celebrating a victory in the shutdown fight. Right? It's all politics, right? And subsequently, Republicans on the committee flooded the zone with the 20,000 emails that they released. The three that were released by the Democrats really give lie to the idea that Donald Trump did not know what was going on with Epstein. Now, Donald Trump said that when he found out about what Epstein was doing, what Donald Trump has said on the record about Epstein is that he stole one of his employees, which is someone who's working in the spa. And then when he found that out, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. Turns out Epstein was never actually a member of Mar-a-Lago, but he was never allowed to return. And their relationship terminated after that, sometime in the teens. The 20 teens that happened. But there's information in here that Epstein says that the one really damning one says the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. And you can read this in a couple ways, either saying that Donald Trump has not talked about his relationship with Epstein, or that Epstein has this over Donald Trump, a pieces of information, compromising information on Donald Trump. And Epstein is saying, you know, this is something that, you know, hasn't happened yet. And Maxwell is replying, said, I've been thinking about that. So it also says that Donald Trump spent several hours at Epstein's house with a particular individual that was redacted by the Democrats. And then when the Republicans released theirs, they released the name. This is the Virginia, I forget her name. She's a woman who committed suicide a few years ago, who was the one was part of this. So
who said that the president didn't know anything about this, right? At one point she said that? She said that Donald Trump didn't know anything about this.
Correct.
He was not president.
So she's the one that that was taken from but I don't know that that's exactly the person they're referring to in the first email. And the second and third email are with Michael Wolff, and this is ahead of the debate after Donald Trump has announced that he is going to run as in the Republican debates in late 2015. And they're talking about CNN plans to ask about Trump's relationship with Epstein. This is Michael Wolff sort of giving PR advice to Epstein. And Michael Wolff is this biographer who's, you know, somewhat problematic in some ways. And it seems like he's, you know, not doing the job of a journalist. He's actually trying to.
We only have 30 seconds here, Professor. Let me jump ahead and just ask you,
sure.
Are anybody's hands clean here, or should the Democrats and Republicans and the Justice Department and everybody else just release whatever they have and let the public make of it what they will?
Well, I think that's really where we're going with this. And this is public pressure because it's probably not going to get through the Senate. And certainly Donald Trump would not sign a bill about releasing these files. So I think it's public pressure that everybody's trying to work on right now.
So somebody's trying to hide something somewhere, whether it's a Democrat, whether it's a Republican. Somebody doesn't want all of this to come to light, right?
Either one side is cherry picking or the other side doesn't want anything at all to come to light. That seems to be the case.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time as always. Todd Belt, a professor and director of the political management program at George Washington University. Taking a break. Come back with Mike Strain here on WWL. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.